This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, launching a tour of the Middle East to try to secure a ceasefire in the Gaza war as increasing strain showed in Washington's relationship with its ally Israel. U.S. Republican senators say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told them Wednesday that Israel will continue its efforts to defeat Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke to Republicans via video link nearly a week after Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer harshly criticized the Israeli leader as an obstacle to peace and called for new elections in Israel. Netanyahu has long been aligned with Republicans who accused Schumer of seeking to, quote, overthrow the Israeli leader. Palestinians mourn 28 killed in Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles Deledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Wednesday that Ukraine will receive a major military aid package.
I'm confident that we will achieve Plan A. We will get a strong bipartisan vote in the House for an assistance package for Ukraine, and we will get that money out the door, as we should. So I don't think we need to speak today about Plan B.
This is VOA News. Sullivan made the pledge during the trip to Kyiv, where he assured leaders that Washington's support for Ukraine's fight against Russia would continue. Vital U.S. aid for Ukraine has been blocked by House Republicans since late last year, piling more pressure on already outgunned Ukrainian troops fighting a better-armed and larger foe 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. The U.S. State Department said U.S. government chartered helicopter flights began carrying American citizens from the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince on Wednesday amid rising violence. A department spokesperson said a first flight transported more than 15 people to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, which shares the island Hispaniola with Haiti. The spokesperson estimated that more than 30 U.S. citizens a day will be able to depart Haiti on multiple helicopter flights. Heavily armed groups have taken over much of the capital, and rights advocates have reported widespread killings, kidnappings, and sexual violence. More than 360,000 people are internally displaced in Haiti. That's according to UN estimates. Health officials are saying a major outbreak of dengue in Argentina is on track to smash previous records, reflecting wider worry around South America, where warmer and wetter weather has led to a surge in cases. Rick Pantaleo has more.
Dengue is a mosquito-borne illness that can be fatal. This is Dr. Mariana Monteca, director of the Malbrand Institute in Barracas, Argentina.
Estamos viviendo el mayor brote de dengue en la Argentina.
We are going through the biggest outbreak of dengue in Argentina. What does the biggest outbreak mean? There are 200% more cases than during the same season last year. This not only happens in Argentina, but in the region as well. The latest government figures show that over 120,000 cases and 79 deaths have been recorded so far in Argentina in the 2023-2024 season. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Luis Montenegro, the head of Portugal's center-right Democratic Alliance Party, was named the country's new prime minister Thursday by the country's president. The Democratic Alliance, or AD, won 80 seats in the 230-seat legislature in the March 10th election, while the Socialists won 78 seats and the far-right Chega Party won 50. Montenegro has repeatedly said his party will not negotiate a broad formal agreement with the far-right party Chega to work together. The new prime minister's stance will leave him dependent on making deals with either Chega or left-wing parties to pass legislation, making the new government potentially unstable. The elections ended the 8-year rule of the Socialist Party. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.